working with the stage and the design behind the stage and how everything will work. But I think the atmosphere that they made in Malmö and the way the audience reacted, and I think it was very nice to see that the audience was standing in the front of the stage. And of course, we are thinking about to do the same, but I can't say 100% sure.
Okay, but that is something that if you can, you will do. Is that fair to say?
Of course we can. We just have to decide it, but okay. We haven't decided it yet.
Okay. Well, my next question was going to be, how is the stage layout going to be and the seating and all that? But is that also still in process?
Yeah, it's a little bit early, but of course the stage will be amazing. Yeah, and it will be wonderful, but it's a little bit too early. But I can tell you, you know, we're in Copenhagen. We're talking about Eurovision Ireland. Have you heard about that?
No.
No, but you know, the venue, the BFV, is placed on an island.
Oh yes. I'm sorry. Ireland. Yes, that I am aware of a little.
About that. Yes, and the whole island will change these 2 weeks until Eurovision Ireland. And that means that we are in the building, the state will be the center of all activities that will be going on in the 2 weeks when we have the Eurovision Song Contest in Denmark. So it will be the state will be the center, and it will be in the middle of the building. And maybe it's a little bit difficult to explain, but imagine that all the energy from the whole Europe goes to that stage and will be the energy of the Eurovision Song Contest 2040.
Okay, and then in that building, is it large? How many people do you think you'll be able to have in the audience for that building that size?
About 10,000, maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit fewer, but about 10,000.
Okay, and when do you think they'll finalize the design so we all can see how it'll be laid out and so forth?
I hope it will be in 2 months or something. The design of the graphic is. I think it will be further than 2 months. But the stage and all the backgrounds will be in 2 or 3 months.
Okay. And then out on the island, are you going to do things like the Euro Club, like they did in Malmö, and have restaurants and other stuff for everybody?
Yes. Exactly. I don't think that Euroclub will be placed on the island, but the restaurants and the press center, and actually we don't know if the press center will be with windows or not. I think it's a very, very funny question. Why is it important? Actually, I should ask you, why is it important that there's a window in the press center or not?
I don't care. One of the other people, who's one of the writers for the blog, apparently cares a lot, and he asked me to ask.
Okay. Okay, yeah, it's fine, but actually we don't know yet, but if it's important for you that there will be windows.
Oh, it is not important to me. In fact, when they were looking at that one other location where it was going to be in the prison, I thought the prison cells were an appropriate location for the press.
Yeah, okay.
And then when they write an article you don't like, you lock the door.
Sorry?
I said, and then if they wrote an article you didn't like, you could just lock their jail cell and leave them in there.
Yeah, we lock the door, yeah. Yeah, exactly. But of course, we'll lock all the articles, you're right.
Where do you think, will there be a Euro Club, and if so, where do you think it'll be located?
I think it will be close to the center of the city, but actually we don't know yet. It's a little bit too early, but we're looking for the best place ever to have a party going on in 2 weeks. So I really look forward to have that party in that building somewhere in Copenhagen. And I think the most important thing is that it's close to all the hotels, close to the city life in general.
Okay, so that after they're done drinking and partying, they can stagger home easily.
Yeah.
Okay.
We hope so, but it actually, you know, it's the host city that decide where Euroclub should be. Of course, we could tell them what to do and not to do, but in the end, it's their decision.
Oh, okay, I got you. So Copenhagen decides. And then for getting people to and from the island, are you just going to have a large number of buses running?
Yeah, exactly. We will have buses, and of course, we will have shuttle boats, because all the hotels will be close to the harbor. So it's the easiest way is by boat. So we will Copenhagen, the whole city, will have a system with shuttle boats, and of course, shuttle buses as well.
Do they have enough shuttle boats to handle that? Because you're suddenly, you know, 1 minute it's nothing, and then a minute later it's 10,000 people.
Yeah, I think they're counting on how many boats they need, and they have all the boats. It's not a problem, I think, in Copenhagen. We have a lot of a lot of boats transporting people from the other parts to from one part to another part in the city. So we're used to that in Copenhagen, actually.
Okay. Will the draw order be randomly drawn, or are you guys going to pick the draw order for playing?
It will be the same. It's the EBU who made that decision, and I think it's a good decision because it's possible for us to make a better show. So we will do exactly the same as in Malmö.
Okay. When you do the recap for, you know, it's time to vote and they, you know, play a short part from each group, are you going to play that in the same order they presented on stage, or are you going to play that in reverse order? Because it's been done both ways in the past.
Actually, I don't know. We haven't made that decision, but I think it's in the rule how to do it, but I'm not sure about that. But I think you set up the rules for that, and we have to follow them. So I don't think it's up to us, but it's a good question, and actually, I don't know yet.
Okay.
Both ways to do it can work, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's a hard thing because the draw order matters, but no matter what system you use, somebody ends up having to go first, and they're just, you know, that hurts.
Yeah.
Okay, apart from Lysacia, and I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, do you know yet of anybody else of past Eurovision winners that will be there?
I don't know if Lysacia will be here, but I really hope because she's kind of famous.
Yeah.
But everybody is, of course, welcome because we said join us. So and we really mean it. So everybody is welcome here, but it's too early to say anything about it. But they are very, very welcome.
Okay. Is the green room going to be closer to the stage, or is it going to be that longer walk like they had in Malmö?
I think it will be, I know it will be closer to the stage. It will be in the same room as the stage will be. But we haven't decided yet if it will be so close to the stage or maybe a little bit not far away. But I don't know, it will be in the same room as the stage in a way.
Okay. Is there anything you'd like to say? Is there a question I didn't ask that you wish I had asked that you would like to answer?
No, I think it's fine, actually.
Okay, I got one last question for you then. Is this one going to be the best Eurovision ever?
Yes, it will. Absolutely.
Okay, I'm sorry, I forgot. I forgot one last question. Are you guys going to be set up so you get really good sound quality? You know, I care about going to the audience, but even more importantly, so that the TV viewers are getting the full experience and quality of the sound from the act.
Yes, I understand the question, and actually, I had asked the same question to the host city when they said that we could be in the BV, and they had the best sound directors and acoustics people from Europe listening to the sound in the venue as it is now, and they said it's better than normal venues. And of course, we have to work with the sound. We have to put up some material that will sound better in the venue. So hopefully, and I can say clearly that the sound will be very good in the venue.
Okay, and then I got one other question on that. Is, you know, when I got back, I was missing Eurovision, so I watched the DVD. And watching it on TV is a very different experience just for watching it on TV, but also on the sound, you don't hear anything really from the audience. So, you know, from Malmo, it was you got the act. And there was something about getting, you know, you don't want the audience overwhelming it. I mean, when Emil DeForest first sang in the semifinal, I didn't hear her because the entire audience sang. It was an amazing experience. I mean, just absolutely amazing, but I didn't hear her. But not getting any of that in, are you guys going to mix in more, or I should say some audience sound along with the act, or is it going to be like Malmo where you truly are aiming to get just the sound coming from the stage and you just don't hear during the act the audience at all?
I think it's important that you as a TV producer choose when you hear the audience or not. And I know if you hear the audience in the middle of a number, the viewers will be angry. So I understand why the producer in Malmo like they did, because and I think you're going to do it the same way. It's important. The audience is so important for the whole atmosphere in the show. But you should hear them before a song, of course, and after a song, and you hear that they love the performance. But it will be very bad for the act if the audience will be in all 3 minutes.
Okay. Thank you very, very much for your time. And I also want to thank you very, very much for moving. You know how you moved when you're having it by 1 week? I couldn't have come if you hadn't moved it. So I've told everybody you moved it 1 week for me.
That's why we moved it, of course.
Yes, yes. All right, well, thank you very, very much. And you have a wonderful day.
You're welcome.
Bye.
And see you in Copenhagen, hopefully.
Bye. Oh, yeah. Bye.